Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Six.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 56 degrees in Richland Center on a Friday morning.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44-horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105-horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499. There is 0% for 36 months financing. All Segway UTVs haul 1,000 pounds and tow 2,500 pounds. Let a Segway UTV be part of your play and heavy work. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in the UK say one of the two people killed in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker did not have a gun. The only shots were fired by police. The gunman also killed that way. Another victim of the attack was stabbed to death. Also from Britain, the Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury, the first time a woman has been selected as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. The Senate returns to session today, and a vote is expected on the budget. However, it's not expected to pass, meaning the government shutdown will likely continue.
The Senate returns to session later today, but Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats don't fund the government by tonight, lawmakers will be sent home for the weekend, stretching the shutdown longer.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez in Washington. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced today. Prosecutors want 11 years behind bars. This is ABC News. President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants and says the U.S. is in armed combat with them following recent strikes on boats in the Caribbean. The FDA has approved another generic version of the abortion pill Mifepristone. Drug maker Avita Solutions says its low-cost pill is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. Well, it dropped at midnight.
Her name was Kitty. Made her money being pretty and witty.
The most anticipated album of, like, ever, Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl, now out. These fans gathering in Kansas City to celebrate it.
I'm excited that it's more pop. I do like her slower songs.
She says it's, like, very different from her other stuff, so I'm just curious what else she can come up with.
It's exciting. I think her whole life she's wrote songs about finding that kind of love.
That kind of love, of course, with fiancé Travis Kelce. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases. And enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts, only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. In volleyball last night, Cuba City with an impressive performance, defeating Riverdale in three during Riverdale homecoming activities. It was Iowa Grant, three sets to none over Boscobel, and Mineral Point swept Fenimore. Hillsboro, 3-1 over Nisida. Westby beat GET as well in volleyball. In soccer, Richland Center won a non-conference tilt with a 2-1 victory over Lodi. Also, River Valley, a winner against Reedsburg, 2-0. Platteville-Lancaster tied Lakeside Lutheran at 2 in boys soccer. A 3-1 Cubs win over the Padres means the Brewers will meet their rivals in the National League Division Series starting on Saturday. That game will be with a first pitch time of 8 minutes after 1 tomorrow afternoon. In the American League playoffs, Detroit 6, Cleveland 3, and the Yankees beat Boston, final score of 4-0. Last night in the NFL, overtime, San Francisco 26, the Rams 23.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Did you know falls are the number one cause of injury in older adults? Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics help seniors build strength, balance, and confidence to stay safe and independent. In rural communities like ours, rehab teams treat everyone from toddlers to seniors with personalized, full-spectrum care. Talk to your provider to see if physical therapy is right for you.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 88 with mainly sunny skies. Maybe again some record heat possible. Tonight mostly clear, like a summer night, a low of 62. Saturday mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm again with more records possible, a high of 88. And Sunday 83 with windy and warm conditions. Rain could come in as early as Sunday night with showers likely Monday. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 56 degrees. That's weather for today, Friday, October 3rd.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay.
we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
Jelly Roll on WRCO. I'm not okay. All right. 6:10 after the news update, we have some great tunes to share with you and some info to get you in the know. News, weather, and sports again at 6:30. I don't know. Apologies to Cubs fans, but I thought the Brewers might have done better playing the Padres. I don't know. Although some of the experts were telling me, well, maybe they match up better with the Cubs. But it seems to me that there's more of a home field advantage with the Padres because for somehow, even in the big games, there are just a lot of Cub fans that come to Milwaukee. I presume Milwaukee fans go to Chicago, but it just seems like every time you go to Milwaukee, it's like, okay, is this Chicago Cubs North? So, yeah, it takes away a little bit of the home field advantage when you've got teams that are that close together. But, oh, well, I guess it was inevitable they would have to meet. But I personally would have rather played the Padres. Well, we had no choice in the matter. We'll see how it goes starting tomorrow. Here's Lori White on WRCO.
about you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess is doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've half a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. We still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had my mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. If I repeat myself, it's cause I've nothing else to do, and I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.
Randy Travis is It's Still Over here on WRCO, 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here at WRCO Studios on a Friday. It's still dark. Yeah, sunrise time today just after 7 o'clock. But we will be changing the clocks, let me see here, about a month away. It's a week earlier this year than it normally is in early November, so who knows? That time will be here before we know it. Before we know it, I'll be trying to figure out what I'm going to wear for a Halloween costume this year. It won't be long.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Start your engines and roll on over to Richland Center for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. It's 3 big days, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily, and it's free admission all weekend long. This is the 42nd annual show featuring classic trucks and tractors with a special spotlight on J.I. Case. Come hungry. The 4-H serves up breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Plus, there's a pie stand and a youth area for kids under 16. Friday at 9 a.m., see the truck drive. Saturday at 9, it's the tractor and ATV drive with people movers to help you get around. At 12:30, don't miss the threshing and sawdust scramble and stick around for the parade at 4. Sunday wraps up with Cowboy Church at 8:30 and another round of threshing at 12:30. Mark your calendar now for October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. Gates open at 8 a.m., admission is free, and the fun lasts all weekend.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today's specials, Country and Community, brought to you by WRCO Studios and proudly sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Hello, hello, yes, greetings from Sextonville. Things are doing fine this morning. 56 at WRCO on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Trying to bottle, they'll kill the buzz, 'cause God loves country music. There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made.
David Frizzell and Shelley West on WRCO. It is 56 degrees in Richland Center on a Friday.
At this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, Holstein calves were stronger, with beef crossbred calves steady. All classes of slaughter cows were also stronger. Holstein bull calves sold from $10.50 to $11.30, with the beef crossbred calves $11 to $15.20. The better conditioned slaughter cows sold from $1.25 to $1.60, with only three cows under $1.20. Bulls $1.40 to $1.90. At last Friday's feeder sale, we had 108 yearling beef steers and heifers, averaging 802 pounds. They averaged $3.65 per pound, $2,610 each. Lightweight beef steers and heifers sold from $3.50 to $4.25. Heavier Holstein steers, 232.5 to 285, with the lightweight Holsteins, 370 to 4.25. This Friday, October 3rd, we'll be back on our regular first and third feeder sales schedule. Early consignments include 18 red and black beef calves, 4 to 500 pounds, 19 black white face calves, 250 to 650, 20 black calves. They're weaned. They weigh 450 to 5, 10 black heifers, 900 pounds, 6 black steers, 800 pounds, 15 Holstein steers, 900, 12 Holstein steers, 950, and 4 Holstein steers, 500 pounds, along with many smaller packages of cattle. If you have feeder cattle to sell this fall, be sure to contact Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, 608-627-1401. Mathis Farms Auction Market is to provide our sellers with a competitive market since 1963.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs of Richland Center, they do it all. A high of 88 today expected, and tonight 62. More summer-like, perhaps record-breaking weather again tomorrow, and 88. Right now it is 56 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all. Tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The Grant County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a death in the village of Montfort. During the early morning hours on Wednesday, the Grant County Dispatch Center received a 911 call from a residence on West Main Street in the village of Montfort, reporting a subject there with a gunshot wound. A sheriff's deputy was nearby and arrived on scene in approximately 3 minutes and located the subject deceased inside the residence. Assistance was requested from the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's Crime Scene Response Team to assist with processing the scene. Investigators, along with the Grant County Coroner, worked throughout the day and are continuing the investigation. No identifying information of the person deceased being released at this time, pending notification of family. There is no immediate danger to the public. To maintain the integrity of the investigation, the Sheriff's Office will not be releasing additional details. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office at 608-723-2157 or Grant County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-789-6600. Three people killed in a fiery Sauk County crash have been identified. A press release from Sheriff Chip Meister says 34-year-old Garrick Cleveland Jr. of Linden Station, 34-year-old Naomi Ewok Cleveland of Baraboo, and 37-year-old Dante Grant, with ties to Wisconsin and Nebraska, were killed when the vehicle they were in left a roadway and crashed into a wooded area at mid-morning on Sunday. The vehicle had been traveling at a high rate of speed and immediately started on fire. The crash investigation is continuing. An important milestone at Wisconsin's troubled youth corrections facilities. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections announced yesterday that it has reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls. The orders stem from a 2015 raid and investigation at the Lincoln County facility that showed widespread abuse and lack of supervision. A subsequent judgment against the state resulted in the court orders and $25 million in fines. Governor Tony Evers has made closure of Lincoln Hills, Cooper Lake, one of the most top goals since taking office. The process to open a new youth correction site in southeast Wisconsin continues. Cardinal IG in Spring Green will hold its annual e-waste collection today from 10 until 3. Various electronic devices will be accepted. There will be a $5 charge for televisions, monitors, laptops, microwave ovens, air conditioners, freezers, and refrigerators. All other electronic items will be disposed free of charge, but donations for local food pantries will be accepted. To help make the event safer, please remove cords if possible. Items may be brought to Cardinal IG in Spring Green today from 10 until 3 at its facility at 316 South Peterson Street. Participants should watch for signs directing them to the drop-off location. Please sort items ahead of time to help reduce traffic congestion. Free will donations for the food pantries can be made by cash or check. Checks may be made out to the food pantry of your choice. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits, which are set to expire in December, be included in any bill to keep the federal government running. Speaking with reporters in Brown Deer yesterday, the governor said he thinks what the Democrats are asking for is not extraordinarily difficult. Evers also derided President Donald Trump for posting an AI video portraying House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero an apparent reference to Republican claims that undocumented immigrants are receiving health care at the expense of taxpayers. Evers said the Post showed the president is not taking the situation seriously. The partial federal government shutdown began just after midnight on Wednesday, and there's no sign that congressional leaders will resume negotiations anytime soon. A new event during homecoming week at Ithaca Schools is being held tonight. Family Night will be held starting at 5. Activities include the Ithaca Volleyball Boosters, co-ed volleyball game, an Ithaca FFA Bags Tournament, and the Ithaca Middle School Student Council will have carnival games. After the fun at Family Night at the school, the Ithaca School Fair and homecoming activities continue tomorrow. In the morning, the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk begins at 7, and the Music Boosters Breakfast from 7 until 9. Also in the morning, the Ithaca School Fair gets underway. J.C. Maxwell, a junior at Ithaca School, is FFA co-chair for the building communities.
In the morning, the show starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday. The gym exhibits and the livestock will all start at 8. And then after the parade, they'll have a meat animal sale where you can come out and buy others' animals.
The parade will step off at 10:30. Also at the fair, the Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches with a potato bar and pie and dessert silent auction, all starting at 9. Many events going on tomorrow during the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming, and all weekend long, ending with the horse show at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11 on Sunday. And one of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday that it is following guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will simply be rounding down all its cash sales to the nearest 5 cents. Digital and card sales will remain unaffected. CEO Scott Zeitlow says they want to make transactions simple and fair for customers.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 88, tonight a low of 62, and tomorrow 88 for a high. The record high for this state goes back to 1953 at 87, so we will be in that ballpark today, no doubt about it. After a midnight reading of 57 and a low of 54, it is 56 degrees.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at last night, a preview of some high school football games, and the Brewers now know when and who they will play. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Last night in sports, Cuba City put on an impressive performance and spoiled Riverdale's Thursday night homecoming festivities. The Cubans won in three sets, 15-12, 15-12, and 15-13 over the Chieftains. Cheyenne Hotocker had nine kills to lead the visitors. Riverdale won the JV match two sets to one with a 15-11 win in the third set. Elsewhere last night, Iowa Grant swept Boscobel, Mineral Point in three over Fenimore. Hillsboro was a winner against Nisida in four. Westby swept GET, cashed in over New Lisbon in three as well. And in soccer, the Richland Center boys with a non-conference win over Lodi, 2-1. River Valley shut out Reedsburg, 2-0. Platteville Lancaster beat Lakeside Lutheran, 2-2. I guess it was a tie last night in soccer. Also, Wautoma Wild Rose 1-0 over Mauston, and a win for Ripon over Wisconsin Dells 7-1. Sauk Prairie edged Baraboo 1-0. High school football tonight, Richland Center is hosting Dodgeville for the annual homecoming game. Coach Andy Troxel encouraging the team to focus on the game.
I mean, that was the message right out of the gate on Monday. We had the kids just that. You know, there's a lot of activities going on, you know, throughout the school and around the community. And at the end of the day, though, the end of the week is about the football game. You know, that's what people come to see. And so we need to make sure that those distractions aren't a barrier or inhibit our ability to execute, you know, our game plan offensively or defensively.
Hornets hosting Dodgeville tonight. River Valley is at Platteville for a key conference game among conference leaders. Here is Coach Tyler McLean of River Valley.
Yeah, I mean, this is the exciting part about our conference. You know, there's some teams that are still trying to claw for spots in every single game. You know, if that's our game or other games that are going around during that time, people are fighting. People are scratching and clawing for anything they can get, which I think is an awesome opportunity for us each and every week. It's a great way to prepare us for the playoffs when we start to get closer, an inch closer to those times there. But just an exciting time within our conference.
Prairie du Chien is at New Glarus and Broadhead Judah at Lancaster. In the Six Rivers, Potosi-Cassville at Wazika Seneca for a top area game tonight. River Ridge at Iowa Grant. And Boscobel travels to Riverdale for the annual Chieftain Homecoming. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
You know, the kids are dialed in. There's all kinds of other activities and, you know, the nighttime stuff that we're not going to talk about, and well, you and I can chuckle about it, but they're dialed in. They know what's at stake. There's still a lot of games to be played for the rest of the year. You know, we got three games, regular season games, and there's still some outside chances of some other stuff that I might talk about next week, but, you know, we're dialed in. They know what's at stake.
Boscobel and Riverdale tonight in the battle for the paddle traveling trophy. Scenic Bluffs cashed in at Bangor, Brookwood at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Nisida, Fenimore at Cuba City as well in area football. Eight-player games including Wunniwok Weston at Kickapoo Lafarge for Kickapoo's homecoming, DeSoto at Belmont, and Wisconsin Heights at Monticello. Well, a 3-1 Cubs win over the Padres means the Brewers will meet their rivals in the National League Division Series starting tomorrow. This is the third straight year of making into the postseason for Milwaukee. The teams were nearly even during the regular season, with Chicago taking 7 of the 13 games. Cy Young Award candidate Freddie Peralta will get the start for the Brewers to open the series. Pregame time 12:35 tomorrow on WRCE. First pitch time at 1:08. It's a daytime game tomorrow. Elsewhere, Detroit was a winner, 6-3 over Cleveland, and the Yankees were 4-0 winners over Boston. The Badgers will try to take down heavily favored Michigan Saturday in a Big Ten conference game at the Big House. Wisconsin is a 17.5-point underdog. Coach Luke Fickell's team has the top rushing defense in the country, allowing just 50 yards per game. The Wolverines are averaging more than 253 yards on the ground. Even though they are underdogs, the Badgers have actually beaten Michigan 6 times in the last 10 meetings. That's an update on sports for a Friday morning. I am Phil Neat.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, I tried to be, girl, what you said you needed. Anything to fuel the flame. After everything, girl, at the cost of me, still not enough for you to stay. Some back roads, they lead to the night where the strangers in my bed and awkward goodbyes. Don't wanna love you, that's no good for me. Letting go and loving easy. I'm too old just to let it burn, even though I'm much more than you deserve. Don't wanna call it a waste of time. Through all those times you kept breaking this heart of mine. Maybe I can let it go, but I find can't go a day without someone saying your name. Trying to move on, keep the past in the gone. I'm in a good place, so here's the thing. I don't care what you're doing, don't care where you were, don't care who you're dating, don't care if you get hurt. To hell with all your problems, now my job to solve them. Letting go is getting easy.
I didn't get much work this week, and I got bills to pay. I said, I know this ain't what you want to hear, but it's what I'm gonna say. Sounds like life to me. It ain't no fantasy. It's just a common case of everyday reality. Man, I know it's tough, but you gotta suck it up. To hear you talk, you're caught up in some tragedy. Well, his face turned red and he shook his head. He said, you don't understand. Three kids and a wife depend on me, and I'm just one man. Top it off, I just found out that Sarah's 2 months late. I said, hey, bartender, set us up around. We need to celebrate. Sounds like life to me. Ain't no destiny. Yeah, the only thing for certain is uncertainty. You gotta hold on tight and just enjoy the ride. Get used to all this unpredictability. Gotta suck it up. To hear you talk, you're caught up in some tragedy. Sounds like life to me.
WRCO sounds like life to me. 7 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Hello, kids. Good morning. Lots of things going on this weekend. Just tell me where to be and direct me in the right direction, and I'll be there. Yeah, we have things to do today. In fact, we'll be downtown broadcasting, or actually emceeing the parade, Richland Center Homecoming Parade today. I think Henry Bray, he might be trying to make an appearance in a parade or two. I bought some candy for him to throw out. I'm not sure that I trust him with getting it all there and getting it back, but we'll see. But anyway, that's going on today, and of course, lots of things tomorrow in the area, and the Canyon of Lights Parade tomorrow night in Richland Center, which steps off at 7 o'clock. Plenty of things to see and do in the area.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Oh, yeah. Look forward to being out and about. And in fact, tomorrow at Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming, I'll be there as well. And a lot of times to see people that, you know, you used to know. And best way, I walk up to them, I'll say, yeah, I used to be Phil Nee, you know, and those kind of things. So it's hard to recognize people when you haven't seen them for 45 or 50 years. And I'll do that. Sometimes it'll take me like a couple of minutes talking to somebody that all of a sudden light bulb. Oh, yeah, that's who they are. Okay, got it. And sometimes I never know. That drives June crazy, not only at wherever, but I'll talk to somebody for 10 minutes and walk away, and June will say, who is that? I don't know. I don't. Ever do that? Then I had a guy talking to me a couple of years ago, and he's like, remember when we used to do this and that? And I'm thinking in my mind, I really don't. And then finally he said, aren't you Keith? And I said, no, I'm Phil. Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, well, this is Phil Vassar.
You like a dozen wine red roses, candlelight on porcelain set tables, and that's fine. Well, I'll go out of my way for you anytime. That's right, baby. The fire's warm, so you take off your sweater. Now it's my turn, and I'll do you one better. That's the game. We both like to play.
WRCO FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Joan Chevrolet.